to the Hot Take Podcast. I'm your host, George Poulos. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the schedule and pertaining to the Power Five. I got my co-host Andrew on the phone. What's up, man?
How's it going?
I'm good. I'm good. So, you know, obviously the schedule came out on Thursday. You know, we'll just get started. How this is going to work, we have our top five. Well, we have six teams. We have the Bucks and the Bills tied for fifth in our power rankings. The Bucks are actually 11th in the NFL power rankings. But we're gonna get started. So we're gonna go from the bottom to the top. So let's start with tied for fifth in our rankings, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. So the Bills are currently projected at 9 wins right now. But when I look at their schedule, I think it's going to be really interesting because they're starting out the season with a lot of momentum. So they got the Jets, the Dolphins, the Rams, and the Raiders as their first four games, which of those, of course, the Rams are going to be the most difficult, but at the same time, there's still a little bit of uncertainty in that team. How is Jared Goff going to perform? And with that new Buffalo defense that they've been assembling, it's going to put a lot of pressure on that Rams to score up some points. So I think getting that momentum out of the gate when they start hitting those tougher games in weeks 5 and 6 with the Titans and the Chiefs, they'll have some momentum and potentially win one of those or both. So I'm looking at the way their schedule set up because they have the momentum going forward. I'm giving them a +1 on their total win projection, bringing them to my estimate of 10 wins next season.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. And, you know, hey, let's just run through it real quick. All right, so first game of the season, Jets, I got that as a W. I think pretty easily. All right, so we have at Dolphins. You know, Dolphins did have a good offseason. I still don't think they're there. They'll still be a top 10 pick next year. So I'm going to say Bills start off 2-0.
Yep. I think the Bills are going to start off 4-0 and then split the next two games. Followed by another win. So that brings their total to 6. And then I could see a loss to the Patriots, depending on how Jared Stidham kind of develops for that team. They have a lot of confidence in him. So that's just going to be a wait-and-see type of situation in New England. But then I see a loss to Seattle. It's going to be a tough game. Then a Cardinals team, which is a lot better than it was last year, but still not quite at what I believe the Buffalo has. And then we have a Chargers, which at that point, as they're developing the season, it could be a toss-up, but I can still see it as a win. And then we have a loss to the 49ers. I could see a loss to the Steelers. And then a win in Buffalo. And again, one more toss-up with the Patriots and a free win off of Miami there. So that's where I get my 10.
Yeah, I actually disagree with you. I think that they'll beat the Chiefs just because it's at home. And also, the Chiefs are just going to regress because that's just any Super Bowl winning team. And we haven't seen someone repeat since the 2003 and 04 Patriots. So I just don't see it. Plus, they didn't really fill any holes on their defense. They chose to go offense in this past draft and offseason. I would say, yeah, I'm hovering around 10 or 11. It's kind of a toss-up. Are they going to be able to beat the Patriots at least once? And I think that's either your 10 or 11 win. But, yeah, I would agree with everything except for that Chiefs game. I don't know. I just have a feeling that the Chiefs are going to regress, and we'll talk about that later in the show when we get to the Chiefs.
Well, next up we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a really interesting team. They've made a lot of moves this offseason. And from what I've seen, they have a pretty favorable schedule. So right now, the odds have them at 9.5 games going into next season. And other than their opener against the Saints, I'm seeing a pretty lax schedule for Tom Brady to get into his groove and really develop that offense into what it's going to be later on in the season. So by the time you get to the week 8+ when you're playing Chiefs and the Vikings, and then you got to play Atlanta twice, they're in a lot better position. They're a more developed team than they would be at the beginning of the season. And that's what Tom needs right now, is just time to really understand this new offense and get that connection with his players.
Right, and there is one trap game early on, though. You're going to Denver against that really good defense. I mean, even last year with the team, host team struggling, they were still top 10 in defense. You know, former defense coordinator for the Chicago Bears, Vic Fangio. I think that's the only early on game that I would really be concerned for Brady besides that Saints game. I think that Broncos game, they might overlook him a little bit. But yeah, I mean, like looking at it, you got Panthers in here. I mean, the Chicago Bears, I mean, we're Bears fans. They're not going to beat the Bucks. They have the Raiders, they have the Giants on Monday night, which is just, you know, that should be a win. The Rams, I don't feel like you're going to be a good team. Falcons, Lions. I mean, yeah, it just seems very favorable. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility of 10 to 11 wins. Maybe if they play really well, 12 potentially.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going with 11 wins on them. So that right now, I'm looking at a game and a half over what they're projected. Because I think that of those tough games, they can at least get two of them. And then the rest of the games against weaker opponents, I think that Tom Brady and that incredible offense along with that good defense, a little bit underrated in my opinion, is going to actually succeed against those weaker opponents.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'd say, 11 wins. Maybe if they somehow could beat the Saints for that division, potentially maybe even 12 wins. All right, let's move on to the former one seed of the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, so the Ravens, I think they have a favorable schedule. It's a little bit more difficult than the previous two early on. So they are going to be facing the Chiefs in week 3, and then they're going to be facing the Eagles in week 6, followed by the Steelers and the Colts for their next two games. So, again, not as good of a schedule as we were looking at for Tampa Bay and Buffalo, but they're projected right now to go 11-5, and I could see them as an 11 or 12 win team. I think 11.5 is a perfect number for them because it's a little bit unclear how they're going to be able to bounce back after their incredible season and if defenses are going to adjust to try to contain Lamar Jackson, his quickness and mobility within the pocket and outside of the pocket.
Yeah, and obviously within their division, I mean, pretty much you could even put the Bengals as a team that could win maybe 7 games this year, potentially. I mean, Joe Burrow's no slouch. They have weapons, and that defense wasn't terrible. And along with all the acquisitions they have, the Browns have full talent. They just got to figure it out at the quarterback position with Baker. And the Steelers have Big Ben Roethlisberger coming back with a top-5 defense. I mean, there's potentially 4 or 5 losses there for the Ravens. So it will be interesting to see. I'd say 10 to 11 wins, maybe 12 if they get lucky. They still have that great offense, but it's really going to test this defense this year. We're really going to see how great this Ravens defense is in the 2020 regular season.
Exactly.
All right. So we both pretty much agreed on that one. We got the 49ers left next. They obviously were the Super Bowl runner-ups, losing to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and I think it's always interesting looking at the Super Bowl runner-ups going into the next season. When you look at, like, Atlanta and the Rams really struggling after reaching the Super Bowl, but then not really finding it and being able to put together the next season. I think that, though, the schedule for the 49ers is really going to help them out. So they're starting off with the Cardinals, the Jets, and the Giants. So I think that's 3 games where even if their offense isn't clicking and they have to adjust to those new acquisitions, the defensive side of the ball with their draft that they got and their existing players is so strong that it can carry them to those wins in the first 3 weeks and really get that momentum going again. So I'm not really predicting a big regression from them. They're looking at 10.5 games. I'm looking at 10-win season. I think they're going to underperform from what they're projected to, but only by a half a game. A 10 wins is not unrealistic for this team with the amount of talent that's on there. It's just going to be, can their offense put it together and develop and take that next step further?
One thing I will say, though, is this Cardinals team, they will beat the 49ers once this season. I mean, they nearly beat them Thursday night on Halloween night this past year at Arizona. The first game of the year is at home, but they have Arizona later on the road. I mean, you know, this offense for Arizona only got even better with DeAndre Hopkins with that trade. It's very, very high potential they might lose. This division's going to get tougher. Obviously, one of those Seattle games isn't going to go their way this year. They got really lucky last year, so there's some of those games. We don't really know what the Eagles are. They have that on the Sunday night game. But yeah, I don't think 10 wins is out of the realm of possibility. They have at Saints again, which will be really interesting, especially after what that game was. They got to go to Dallas also. So, I mean, it's a tough schedule, but with that defense, you always have that potential to at least get you to that wild card.
Exactly.
All right. So I think 10 wins is there. All right, we're going to go to the Saints. The Saints have had a history of doing well in the regular season but failing in the postseason. So let's check out their schedule.
Yeah, so the Saints, just like the 49ers, are projected at 10.5 wins this coming season. And they have a lot more difficult schedule in the beginning. So it's going to be, can they have that momentum going into the season? Or will they struggle and fall behind a little bit and have to catch up later on? So they're starting out with the Buccaneers, which is going to be a very interesting game considering it's basically an entire new squad with the Bucs, as the quarterback position is key, and that connection with his wide receivers is going to take some time to develop. But then they got the Raiders and the Packers, which are two interesting games, not necessarily out of the possibility of winning both of them. But again, they're not going to be pushover teams, especially the Packers. But again, the Raiders have gotten better. And then they're going to have to play the Chargers, the Bears, and then the Bucks again by the time they're done with halfway through the season. So it's a difficult schedule in the first half. And they still got a couple of tough games in the second half with the 49ers, the Chiefs, the Vikings, and potentially the Eagles. So it's going to be a very interesting season. I don't think they have really any breaks where they can kind of go on autopilot or really work to develop their team as a whole. So they're going to have to be on from day one, week one, all the way to the end of the season. So I'm looking at potentially a loss of a win. They're at 10.5. I'm looking at 9.5 right now is what I'm predicting for the Saints.
You know, I actually agree. I was thinking you were going to say 10 wins. I was going to say not so fast, but yeah, I could see maybe even 8-8, 9-7 here. I mean, you're talking like, look, you got to go to the Broncos, and I said it before, I'll say it again. This offense is going to be better. One, Drew Lock was great. You had Cortland Sutton, who broke out last year, and now you draft Jerry Jeudy. You also shored up that offensive line. The defense is going to be great. We already know that about the Broncos. I mean, I think the Broncos are a team that everyone's sleeping on because they're in the same division as Kansas City. So you got to go to Denver.
Yeah. The only question for the Broncos is, will Drew Lock make that next step and be right. their guy at the quarterback position?
And I'm assuming that he can do that. But, I mean, you know, you got to go to Chicago. Obviously, they killed us last year, but, you know, there's potential there. You got to play the Bucs twice. You got to play the 49ers again, albeit at home, but we all know what happened last year. You got to go, like you said, you had the Bucs, the Packers, the Raiders are no slouch. The Chiefs, I mean, it's at home, but that would be a tough game. I mean, yeah, there's high potential here for losses. So, I mean, 9-7, we could see, you know, a continued regression from at the quarterback position with Drew Brees. I mean, yeah, and then they cut their starting right guard, Warford, after three Pro Bowl seasons. So, you know, the Saints, we could see a high regression here.
Yeah, we could. It's going to be a very interesting season for them, and it's going to really test them as a team, see if they can be consistent the entire year.
Definitely. Okay, let's go to the Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs.
But not least, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're projected right now at 11.5 wins, which I personally, when first looking at it before the schedule came out, thought that was a little bit underwhelming for the Super Bowl champs. If Patrick Mahomes could stay healthy for the entire year, I think they could definitely be a 13-win team. Their defense made a lot of improvements in the playoffs, and I think if they can continue on that momentum, they're going to continue that success moving into the regular season. And they've got all their weapons back. So this team is just as strong this year, if not stronger than it was last year, which is why I think they're being a little slept on. But if you look at their schedule, which is going to be interesting, it's got a little bit of a mixed bag. I see their first two as easier games, the Texans and the Chargers. But then they're kind of going right into it with the Ravens, the Patriots, the Raiders, and the Bills for weeks 4 through 6, which, again, there's a little bit of uncertainty with the Patriots and the Raiders, but you can't count them out. So I think that the way that their schedule is kind of laid out, they have some difficult games in the beginning. It eases up, but then it ramps right back up where they're going to have to fight teams like the Buccaneers and the Saints to win right. the division. And as you said, again, the Broncos, you can't just sleep on them. We're going to have to see how they develop throughout the year. That could also be a difficult couple of games for the Chiefs.
Right, so games to watch. I have the Chiefs starting 2-2. I have them beating the Texans and Chargers, but them losing at Ravens and Patriots, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, that's high potential, like you said. The Bills, the Broncos, back-to-back games. They might lose one of those Raiders games and one of those Broncos games. They have to go to New Orleans. You know, there's potential for maybe 5 losses here. So, I mean, I'd say 11-5, 12-4 if they're the same team they were last year, which usually with a Super Bowl-winning team, you don't see that. Usually there's some sort of regression. So I don't think 11-5 is that bad of a record.
Yeah, I'm still going. I'm liking they're going to win more. I'm still going 12-13 wins on the Chiefs. I think they're just too good of a team to even have a schedule where it could be potentially difficult for multiple weeks in a row hinder them from succeeding.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, looks like that's gonna be it for us today. We're hitting about 20 minutes here. We're going to have a show later on about about what we think about the Chicago Bears schedule for everyone wondering. We wanted to just get out those power rankings and talk about the top teams in the NFL. As always, you can hit us up at the Facebook page, Hot Take 95. You can always hit me up on Instagram at GreekFreak95. Andrew, where can people find you on Instagram?
@DouvillisDouvillis.
Okay, awesome. Well, guys, I hope everyone stays safe. Enjoy your time with your families. And if you just graduated, congratulations. We'll see you later this week. Thanks for stopping by.